Destination Everywhere. A Wichita man wants to see the world. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank, Goodwill Industries of Kansas, and listeners like you.
Coming up, this year's sunflower season might be brief, but it's also glorious.
By the middle of the week, this will be a sea of gold, and it looks like it goes on forever.
But first, Raul Rangel made his first trip overseas about 6 years ago while a junior at Wichita State. A native of Guadalajara, Mexico, he spoke three languages and dreamed of seeing the world, so he looked into study abroad programs.
So I applied and ended up being the best decision in my life.
He traveled to France that summer, spending a month amid the picturesque coastlines and Pyrenees foothills of the French Basque Country. He took side trips to Germany, Slovenia, Croatia, and more, 13 countries in all.
Wherever I could find a cheap way, I would just go and see what happens.
He stayed in hostels, made friends, and learned to navigate airports and train stations. And then he set an audacious goal. He would visit every single country in the world. He's met plenty of people with a backpack and a dream, he says.
I thought, if they can do it, why can't I?
Now Rangel is 28, and he has seen 90 countries, nearly half the total. When he's not working as a translator or teaching Spanish at Butler Community College, he travels the world and documents his adventures on his Instagram account, Tapatío por el Mundo. That translates loosely to Man from Guadalajara Goes Around the World.
I know a lot of people that they'll plan 2 weeks in Japan, which is all right. But for me, I would say maybe like 5 days and then go to South Korea and then maybe go to Beijing and get a little vibe of all three, just a glimpse, because who knows when you'll be in that side of the world again.
After completing master's degrees in Spanish, Slavic languages, and indigenous studies, he was offered a Fulbright scholarship to study in Costa Rica.
And then I found cheap flights to El Salvador and Ecuador and Colombia. It was very cheap, like $50 from Costa Rica.
His passion for world travel is not cheap, but he has learned how to find bargains. The key is flexibility.
I do really like Google Flights. I like Google Flights, and I like to put destination anywhere.
The destination anywhere approach has taken him to Andorra, Argentina, Senegal, and South Africa. Instagram photos show him beside the Great Pyramids in Egypt and mimicking Edvard Munch's The Scream at a museum in Norway.
In China, seeing the Great Wall of China, that was just breathtaking. I was like, wow, like, this is incredible.
Rangel says traveling offers insight and faith in humanity.
Most people in the world, they don't want to do you harm. If they see you struggling, they want to help you. Most people genuinely are just good people.
About 25% of his travel is planned out. The rest is spontaneous. He recently joined two friends on a trip to Albania.
A week before, I was like, you know that Albania is really close to Macedonia and Kosovo. And they were like, really? Yeah. Do you, like, want to go there? They're like, let's go.
And traveling teaches things you just can't learn at home.
You see the world for what it really is and not really, like, the news and all that. So you might have some perceptions about some countries and people. But when you meet those people, it's different. When you get to know them, talk to them, the world is much less scary once you realize that we're all human.
There's more of my conversation with Raul Rangel at KMUW.org. This summer's drought has been rough on crops, including sunflowers. But there are still places where you can find those brilliant yellow fields if you don't wait too long. Lou Ann Stevens recently visited a sunflower field north of Lawrence that is just ready to pop.
You can drive on up here if you want.
It's 9 in the morning, and people are already starting to visit Ted Grinter's sunflower field, about 7 miles north of Lawrence. It's a bit early in the season. The flowers are just starting to open. As you look across the field, you can see a glaze of yellow at the top of the green stalks, with a few bright yellow flowers that have already bloomed. Ted says the change will happen in the next day or two.
By the middle of the week, this will be a sea of gold, and it looks like it goes on forever.
Those bright petals don't last long, though. My conversation with Ted took place last Sunday, so as of today, the field should be in its full glory. And that means the countdown has started.
From now, you might have 3 weeks from right now, and that'll be it.
That's right. Just 2 to 3 weeks before the petals drop off, leaving only the brown seed heads. A short season, but it's enough to attract up to 100 people a day. People were starting to notice the Grinter Farm sunflower field more than 20 years ago. Then they put it on Facebook in 2015, and the next season, more people came. A lot more.
And we called Carmageddon here, because we blocked I-70 and 2440 between Taunton. It was a 3-hour wait to get off I-70. Yeah, that was... We had lots of police assistance.
After that, Ted expanded the parking availability, mostly fields and what had been his backyard. The lines of traffic have eased, but the crowds still come. Ted says they see people from across the U.S. and around the world.
I've had people from China, Japan, Russia, a few people from Uzbekistan, Nepal, all over the country. You know, I have a couple that comes from Dallas every year.
50 of the farm's 2,000 acres are dedicated to sunflowers. The rest is corn and soybeans. The sunflower crop, in addition to being a tourist attraction, is harvested for birdseed. Grinter Farm also has a small store and bakery with local honey, some impressive cinnamon rolls, and a lot of sunflower merch. It gives Ted a chance to talk to some of the visitors.
I really enjoy meeting people that are, you know, from other countries and how they feel about it and the joy. And seeing, you know, smiles on everybody's face is really, really fun.
Again, the sunflowers are, by now, a bright yellow. They're definitely worth a visit. But don't wait too long. For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Each month, Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Kansas sunflower fields at kmuw.org. Before we go, a few words on acceptance. My 94-year-old father is in failing health. I've talked about him here before, about his Cuban heritage and his career as an Army drill sergeant. Both those factors probably contribute to his fiery attitude and his tendency toward, well, let's just say doggedness. Dad was diagnosed recently with congestive heart failure, and doctors said his body is not strong enough to handle a valve replacement procedure. He did not take that well. Ever the man of action, he wanted doctors to fix what's ailing him. Just fix it. But some things can't be fixed, they explained, at least not without serious risks. So Dad has entered unfamiliar territory, transitioning from defiance to acceptance. What we do still have, thank goodness, is time. And while his heart may be failing, his spirit is still very strong. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.